PM. This meeting is being recorded and I call the meeting to order. Do we have any additions or deletions?
I got a notice for you, Keith. And I really don't know. It's like an invitation to a Zoom meeting about flood insurance rate maps. I don't know if that was something you would be interested in.
I got this letter.
You did, okay.
I think you and I went to a meeting a while back on this floodplain member.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the St. Jay Municipal Building.
Yeah.
That's what this is. They must be doing another update.
Is it another meeting that's coming up?
September 30th at 9 a.m.
What day is the 30th, do you know?
Good evening.
Hey.
Here's a Monday.
Be a Tuesday.
Tuesday.
I will have to wait and play that by ear.
Yeah, I got that. I might be able to make that meeting, Joe.
Two more additions. I am planning on doing my vacation the same as I did last year, last 2 weeks of November. Marlo's going to work the Tuesdays, and then the Thursdays will just be closed. And the other thing is Caleb Burrington has requested permission to dig across Ridge Road to install two conduits for future power and future data use. Daryl Matthews will be doing the work, but he didn't have an exact date for the project.
So did he say whether he was going to do it in a fashion that would cut it off completely or do half the road at a time so the traffic can still travel? Didn't say, probably.
He didn't say, but you could probably request if you want to make it one way or the other.
Be nice if he didn't cut the whole road off, but
he won't.
Matthew
won't. He knows his shit.
Yeah. No, I'm not doubting Matthews at all. I just
he'll keep it open.
Yep.
Okay. That's it.
That's it.
Okay, visitors. Marla.
So I have a request to ask of one of you. There is a camp on Mud Hollow, the
spur.
Way up. And it was brought to Erin's attention. She passed the information on to me that it's not on their record. They're just as a piece of land, but there's actually a camp there. So I did go over and I looked at it. I always thought it was just a four-wheeler trail, and they had told Erin that you can drive to it. So I did start driving up as far as I dare. But with my car, I don't dare go any farther. If one of you with a truck could drive me up there so I could.
That's the one on the left-hand side of the road?
It is, yes.
In other words, you come up to the top.
And it kind of works off, but you stay straight on the left. The one off to the right, I did drive that.
I'll say that's drivable. So somebody put something on the left?
So there's one on the left. It just kind of goes straight up. There's two camps up there, and we know about one of them, and they had let us know that there's another one up there that we do not have on the record.
Mm.
I did go look, and it is drivable with a truck. I didn't dare do it with my car. I had left a message with Mike Wood, who is my other lister, to see if he had a truck and he could drive me up there, and I have not heard back from him yet. I'd like to do it before winter, because I would need to put it on the record as of April 1st. And if I wait until April 1st, it's going to be muddy, and it's just better to do it during the summer than wait until then.
I could probably get you up there this weekend if you wanted to do it on a weekend. Mm-hmm. she wanted to wait for a weekday, then I can work with you on that.
No, I can do the weekend. I was going to offer Friday, Saturday, or Sunday afternoon, whatever
would be best, what easiest for you. Yep. No, weather's supposed to be good, bone dry, stuff like that, which is...
Okay.
Yep.
All right, you'll do that for me.
Thank you. I'm out of town for the next 2 days, but when I get back, I'll touch base with you and we'll just make arrangements to go over there.
Okay.
Saturday, Sunday, whatever.
Okay.
Whatever works. Not Sunday, probably for you, but no. Not a problem. I'll get you there.
All right, so when you come back, just let me know that you're back.
I'll give you a holler and we'll figure it out.
We'll figure something out. Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
No problem.
And that's it.
Okay.
That's all I had to say.
Easy one. Keith.
Okay, so I gave you a spreadsheet that covers the FEMA obligation to date. That's in the federal payment system. It requires the State Department of Public Safety to go in and download the payment and then disperse it to the town. The bottom two highlighted in yellow, they have paid us. The top two that were also from June, they haven't, I guess they never found them or something. But they know what data. The others, you know, anything less than 30 days, you know, they can't get to it in 30 days. But those that are over 30 days, they should have paid us. So this week I'll start pounding our reps in Vermont Emergency Management to try and find out why they haven't.
So these bottom two?
So the bottom two, they paid us. So it's actually $658 was the payment because they took 10% off for whatever reason. And 90s, that's where we get chiseled, you know.
But we would still eventually at some point have the state share kicked in. FEMA.
Right. So the 75% figure is the federal share. Ultimately, when everything's done, then we get the 17.5% state share someday.
That number six bridge is the one you're talking about down here?
Yes. And that's only for the design piece. Yeah, that's only for the engineering design. The amount required to actually build it once the engineer's estimate comes back.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
And then we finish off all of the project. Then, you know, we submit it. And, you know, Mark Chilton, who was their site inspector, I think he spec'd that out at $1.5 million based on, I'm assuming they use Marshall Swift or some other computer-based. Engineering estimating.
And the one below that is, so which ones of these are design? This one below is a design also? The A&E bridge number 15?
Yes.
So that's a design, that's a design.
That's partial payment for what work we did. So that will, they...
Partial payment for work we did.
Yeah, like on the town hall road, right there where we filled it back in, put the guardrail back in, and the armoring we did on the embankment and any the minor work we did right around the bridge site. But I don't know how he did it, but I'm not going to argue.
Right.
No. But that total project cost that he spec'd out was 1.5.
1.5.
Yeah. And then this one down here was, I think, 700,000.
1.5 above this figure?
Yeah, total.
Total.
900,000 above it, roughly.
Okay.
I mean, I could go get the math, but until the engineer actually designs it, it's kind of, you know, we're guessing. And, you know, just like the estimated bridge 4 at 294,000 when the engineer estimate came in at 414.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're going to see some. So actual costs, when we get the actual costs, then we would go through the drill and months or years later we get. So we just work the problem. Mm-hmm. So the money's flowing in. We should have by the end of September, early October, $1.39 million.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even the last 108,000, which would bring us just under $1.5 million. Maybe before the
Gotcha.
So that's what we're operating off of, plus the $850 that the bond bank's given us. And we still have $1 million that we have access to if we need it. So we're in good shape, and Bond Bank, based on their rules, until we hit 50% of our total damage inventory, which we're nowhere close in terms of being repaid, we're fine.
Okay.
So, I mean, we can pay them, but they were telling you, no, don't worry about it. I mean, we pay them $50,000 a quarter if they want it. Okay, so that's financially, we're okay right now. I wanted to, in light of, you know, this is a year since we had the last disaster, just kind of summarize emergency operations planning for the next time. Because we were kind of, we've never done that before. Photocopies. If you want a copy, yeah, you can make copies. So the first page just kind of says what is emergency operations planning. So it's an organized fashion to plan for the unknowable. All right, so logical, analytical problem-solving process at page one. Then you go through all hazards and threats. You got to be flexible. What's the environment you're going to operate under? Assumptions, resources, none of which we could have foreseen on July 1st, 2024. Which is good. So, all right. So, I'll take a stab at it in the coming 9 months and start fleshing this stuff out. Mm-hmm. And sometime, this maybe early winter, I'll have something, depending on how much FEMA eats up my time. The vulnerability analysis, I scanned the history of Vermont's hazards and responses. And flooding is still the number one, but it's not every year all of Vermont's. If you go back through these dates, you find, okay, a couple of counties over here, a county up here, a town down here, you know, just like what happened on the Calendarbrook Road on the 10th of July, where you had, you know, a 1 mile stretch, half mile wide, just inches of rain came down in a couple hours. So most of these are not major storms other than 2011, 2023 and 24, and then of course 1927. There was a major storm here in 1874, so it goes back 150 some odd years. Hurricanes, Long Island Express of 1938 was the big one, and then ice storms. And that's another once a century kind of event, at least here. Those are rather scattered. Aviation accidents are actually, they happen. Mm-hmm. They happen mostly over in the Burlington area, but they do happen. And we have planes that fly overhead every hour. The only ones that would concern me would be an F-35 accident that the burner cuts out, plane drops like a rock, punched a big hole in real estate around here, because that's a nuclear capable aircraft. And so immediately the United States Air Force, and they would seal off a large segment of the town.
1988, that plane crashed in Kirby.
Yeah, that
F-111,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Right on the Kirby golf course.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. They took it straight up, so it would come straight
1988.
Down.
1988.
Okay. That didn't show up in the...
They signed up. They reenacted Don Gordon to active duty to take over. Because it was almost in his front yard.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That was a good question. Okay. Wars, not for a while. Okay. EOC. All right. So theoretically, we have an emergency operations center. What got us last summer was that the state didn't activate their EOC for our flooding. And so we had this 5-hour rain, and the state says, okay, we have a few questions, but we're not activating our EOC. So it's like, all right, so what do? Are we supposed to activate an EOC or what? You know, maybe we should have. Who can require it? Any of the select board, emergency management director, myself, or the alternate, which would be Grady. And anybody who thinks that we should talk to one of those five. All right, so who's part of that? Myself, the alternate, the select board members, town clerk, alternate town clerk, public affairs officer, and others as required. John would probably be out on the roads. We need a public affairs officer. I don't know if Amy would sign up for something like that or not.
Maybe.
Okay, so what does the NEOC do? Theoretically, we have a space. This space is always a premium. It should be separate from where the public area is operating, so I don't know where we do that. Rent a trailer? I don't know. A camper? Normally something like, FEMA will come in with a large trailer,
mm-hmm.
just like a construction trailer. So that way you're not impacting town operations, but you can function. So if we do it inside this building, it becomes problematic because you got to have access to communications and bandwidth. So anyway, what do? We're supposed to track everything coming in and going out. So communications, what's happening on the roads, and then provide reports to the Regional Emergency Management, the state DOC, and keep the select board up to, current on what's happening. Because in many cases, you guys would be out on the road looking at what's happening, and then other things are happening around the town, as happened last year, things were happening all over town. So trying to track all that, we would have a status board and try to keep track of what's happening. Hard to do when a lot of things happen all at once. So that's just quick and dirty. I'll work up a plan. We do have a state exercise, 1 October, which is just a talk through, and we can, and so that might be a kind of format we would use. Okay, this is how we do this, this is how we do that. And sit, rather than going through it all right now, so we flesh that out. One of the things I think John mentioned tomorrow was, if we have a flood event, we've got all these sites that we have to track as somebody out there with a clipboard, keeping track of truck loads and who's doing it and the locations. And that's where we need volunteers from people who live there. And so that's but we could come up with the forms and the clipboards, and that would be something, then we ask, and it's an asker, or we go out that day. Hey. Can you write down every truck that comes in here?
Well, now you're going to get tickets at since Gawkins sold. So if it ever happens again, everything should be a little bit better on that end. As far
right.
as you can put road name on the ticket, you can get the driver has to get his ticket on every load.
Yeah.
So that's the end good. Of the day, there you go.
Yeah. So that'd be a tracking piece of information that EOC would want to have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Questions?
Good for now for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Dave?
I don't really have anything. I just wanted to get up to speed. Working over in Corinth, so I don't know what's going on. There's no communication over there for anything. You don't even get smoke signals. No phone, no nothing. No store. Just washouts. Endless washouts. With McDonald got the bid for the Ridge Road. They're up there working, I guess.
They're putting the culvert together now.
Oh, are they?
Pieces.
Can you give an estimate of the amount of material it's going to take to bring the road up to grade?
That's up to the engineer.
Yeah.
No one has figured.
Yeah, Nate.
Yeah.
But it's got to be 3,000 or 4,000 yards.
I don't even know.
No, it really.
Don't even matter.
It's a canyon.
Nope.
Bid it. They bid it. They got it.
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the minutes of August 4th and August 20th. Select board meetings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So move. Road report.
Dusty.
And that it is.
I understand you got a 3-foot chloride order coming to fire. we get a little more rain.
Somebody went out and blew some donuts at the turnaround down there by the Willie Road. You notice that? And they tore the road. Well, that's been tore up twice, to Sheldon Brook Road, since they graded. And I'm like, I don't know who it is.
Mines.
You don't.
Waiting to catch them.
You do.
I don't know.
John, I noticed the turnaround on Red Village Road that you and Linda use is about half the
red
depth
pickup down
that it was before.
In the trailer.
You.
Well, I mentioned it.
Any way you can turn around with the tandem in there?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Still drive in back up 4 or 5 times.
Put a tip last year, a few jigs.
Yeah.
We get through it. We may have to add to the other side someday or dig it out.
Yeah. I just been looking at it, driving by, and it ain't enough room. So.
It's all right for the little jitneys.
Yeah.
Where did we end up with Pete's equipment on the tractor? Anybody know?
Insurance paid that.
I did.
Like $8,000 repair bill.
Oh.
I didn't think they were going to, but they did.
They did.
So we just had to pay the, $3,500 for the rental.
Okay. Oh, that's what they're making sure for.
And John's questioning if we rent from them again.
Right.
There are other people, John Littleton or someplace that we know of.
Not really. It's tough.
Yeah.
Because they're all booked. They're all. And I figure something out. Maybe make one for the front of the loader, and maybe use the one for something. I don't.
Insurance agent didn't bicker about it. They just up and paid it. Good enough.
Till our renewal.
Yeah, we'll pay that long run.
We'll pay that, that's right. Yeah.
Well, we just got our money's worth this time.
Yeah.
Anything on the truck at the body shop?
Yep, it's there. And I talked to him today in the end of November.
Holy. Yep. Really?
Yep.
Corinth got a brand new one. Chassis and cab. You can't get a body until March.
Well, it's just, they're waiting on the body. It's the only thing they're waiting for that. So. It's all right. At least you get something coming.
They're waiting for a body for our truck? Oh.
Yeah. What kind of? Everything else is there except for the body.
What kind is the body? What kind is the body?
Body's coming out of Canada.
B-Bill?
Everest.
Oh, Everest, okay.
So the body will be there in November or here?
No, it'll be complete here. In November, the end of November. Yeah. That's
perfect.
What I got today.
Good.
Right from Mike. Mike, you didn't talk to him, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I talked to him, yep.
Okay, overload permit.
I have two of them. I have Peckham Materials, which is the new name for Calkins, and Larry Brown Logging.
Thank you.
Got you that over zeros to that.
32 foot wide and 42 foot high.
Lazy.
This is the second page of Keith's letter.
Yeah.
You said you already got it anyway.
Yeah. You can't get any precast.
No.
I'm trying to figure out how Kurt kind of filled that bike path. But I'm going to say you need to get precast. I got it in 2 weeks. How did that happen?
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Nobody really got one. Months.
I don't know. That's a big, it's multiple sections.
Yeah, you got to get used to that whole thing. Money shouldn't be spent.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
wasting
money.
A scam I have.
Budget order bill.
Act 250 permit.
Oh, Act 250 permit.
So I received an Act 250 permit for HB Logging to start subdividing some of his land down on Route 2. I already showed it to the planning board, but I'm going to show it to you as well.
What else should you do with this?
There's like 20 house lots, I heard.
It's really information only. Nope, at this point, it's like I'm gonna approximate acreage, but it's like an 85-ish acre lot that's going to be commercial. And then a boundary line adjustment and 4 5-acre building lots.
Times 5 kids, yeah.
Is that the golf course? Acres, I think, after this.
Is that the golf course property?
Yep.
What the hell is all that?
Those are his permit applications. The big ones are the permit applications for the town. And the top letter is the Act 250 permit, his application for the state, which is currently on hold because it was incomplete, but True Line Surveyors, I believe, are doing the paperwork for him, so I'm sure it will just quickly get resubmitted.
Aaron, do you know, happen to know if Flossie passed away, but did that acreage get sold, all of it?
Well, part is going to Clark Atwell. It hasn't been sold yet, but it's been a work in progress for years. And like 85 acres, I believe, was sold to John and Cynthia Roy. And I just recently got an adjusted deed, like a redo of the paperwork because they took out a clause that there was no subdivision.
It was what?
They took out a so they redid the deed last week, I think I got it.
That's all a different map showing.
They took out a clause
probably.
And said they couldn't subdivide it.
5 acre lot there.
So it can't be subdivided.
No, they
took that out.
That's what I was afraid of.
Now it's going to be subdivided.
If somebody was up there with a, I'm guessing, a mini excavator, I didn't see it, I heard it.
Filled well, there's your house.
Probably doing test holes.
He's probably.
I haven't gotten any paperwork on that yet, but they just redid the deed so that now they can subdivide. There's nothing stating that they can't.
So that
and that was an 80, I think it's 85 acres.
Yep, that's what the map says. All done.
Yep. Names look good.
Riverside is full, though, just in case anyone wanted to hear
that.
I probably didn't, but I also was glad it is.
The last two families that moved in and bought homes here, their kids were not accepted.
But the thing is,
Well, I just feel like they should be forewarned to people who want to buy $400,000 homes, that if they're coming in for Riverside, they might not.
Don't they advertise on the internet?
Yeah, that's a good
job. Probably on the
internet.
Yeah, I don't think he'll build his own house. I think he'll put the water and septic in and set a little off.
I know his brother's a big builder, so.
Oh, yeah, I've done a lot of work in travel.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Budget order bills.
So the first one with this pink sticky just needs initials because there was an error when we audited last month.
Thank you.
So is this
okay, Stevie, have a good one.
That's just the equipment. Okay, bye. That's it.
I'll initial this.
Yeah, normally I do stick this equipment check on it. With one of John's. What month is this one? And it would be 8/20, so probably this one.
These are all separate ones to be signed.
Yes. Sorry, I'm
all
trying to
clip together in one big clip, so I didn't know what.
Right. Well, I clip his together,
yeah,
and then I.
No problem.
And then there should be 3, 4 of them. Boy, they clear out when it's time to pay bills.
$310 now, Lloyd.
New house on the side of Ridge Road before you get.
It must be on a Murray Borrowed off
down to
point of credit or something.
Gorham Drive and stuff.
I'm assuming.
That one of the ones that bought one to put their kids in.
No, there is one on the other side of Kirby Mountain. It's a little past Keith down on the left. It's like a reddish colored house. I cannot remember. Margaret and Thomas Leslie, I think it was their house.
Oh.
And the other one is on Rogan's Way off of 712. The one's Keith LaJoy, Kevin LaJoy, though.
Is this the line of credit we borrowed off at $20,000?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's just the little interest payment. Yeah.
Any bids on the dump truck at all?
Sorry, that's just my note. No bids. I think they have till like the 17th.
Of this month?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the right date. Yeah, I talked to the bond bank guy to see how we go about paying it back, and he said he highly suggested
that we keep it for now,
because we can use those funds again, and yeah, that's just a little.
You want to sign it anywhere?
Yeah.
Not attached.
Why don't we give it a.
I mean, I don't care. I just.
I'm in a little fucking business, I guess. I'm gonna start charging half that for my knowledgeability.
Just sign it anywhere.
Yeah, so you've got like there, like copies, you can send you a piece of paper like this, it's got your job name and all that. Now when you get your ticket down there, just a little white piece of ticket.
Is there any of the
doesn't give you this total
ARPA money?
It just tells you what it is.
Left.
And then at the
oh,
end
no,
of the day,
they
send you
a bill. Oh, yeah.
Every
so
day.
You could, I think we had to pay like
so you wouldn't get 10 loans.
You better make
it's
sure
there,
it says job name on it. You're sitting at your desk
we
going.
We had to pay a little bit out of
well,
yeah,
that
money
well,
because this we only had 80-something thousand left of ARPA, 83 or something, and this was 90.
It was from the start?
Oh. Yeah, he came back a couple times trying to up it, and I basically just told him, this is the amount that was voted on, that's the only amount I can pay you.
Who's that?
Maple Leaf Construction.
What are you trying to do?
More money.
Tried to kind of get a little more money out of us, but I told him, I said, this is the amount that was voted on, and that's all the ARPA money we have, and...
What was he trying to get the money for?
I think it was like 5,000 in fill.
5,000 in what?
Fill.
I think it was 5,000 for fill. Maybe it wasn't 5,000. Maybe it was 2,500.
What a fucking...
Unfortunately.
I think in his original price quote, he had assumed that everything there would... stay there and
you didn't pay him, right?
No. No, I can only pay him what was voted on. So.
You should have told him to pick up his garbage next time they do a job for it.
I
did that, and I talking to her, and John said he wanted the sheet metal, and then he was going
to
burn the wood. So
and, yeah.
I wasn't thrilled with it myself either after that. You and I agree. No, I would have made him pick it up.
So he came back here trying to get more money for Phil. Are you shitting me?
She wouldn't lie to you.
I'm fucking fucking dirtbag.
She's back. Hard as nails, man. He didn't know who he was up against.
I don't make the decisions. I just sign the checks.
I was going to say, plain and simple, right? We authorize this, that, and the other thing.
Sounds like my cousin.
Consolidated Communications.
It's our telephone.
My cousin's
telephone is going through his broadband.
No.
And I fucking told him right there.
Why not?
I said, I don't know where the fuck you come up with 20 grand. But I told you between fucking 20 and 30, depending on what
it's
we
possible,
had out there.
It's possible, though.
I don't know.
I gave him
that's
a
what I was told.
$23,000.
Is it worth
he
it to
he tried to tell me, I said 20. I said, I don't know
what
fucking you said. So they paid me my 23,
I mean,
so that's
half the time
why
I
came
on
back here.
I tried to
get fucking money.
Get in tonight to my online banking, and I have to call you with a code to get on. And it wasn't calling me,
fucking
so I picked up the phone and had to
cousin down in Connecticut.
Then I tried 20 minutes later, and it was fine.
No, I... Daughter OD.
I was under the understanding that...
No great fucking...
Not on the internet, but a landline.
So they had
would
to get
come
a
through
GoFundMe.
The broadband, but I don't know that.
So they had a goal of $9,000.
Because all they've done is make promises, and because they ain't going any farther.
Well, I think they brought me to have a meeting here this
weekend,
but I did not come to it.
Yeah, I missed it.
They reached the goal in 3 days, and they said, well, now we decided we need 14 point, we need 14.5.
Jesus Christ.
I said, well, I know where that $5,000 is going.
Yep.
Yeah, I think they wanted 95. They got it so quick, they upped it to 5,000 more.
How long ago did he do that, Aaron?
I think it was about the time he was ready to get that last check.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know. Anybody paying tax bills?
So up here on the main, tell you that.
We still keeps that 200.
I can fucking tell you that.
Huh?
I think there's almost 200,000 in the account checking. I pulled out those FEMA reimbursements and opened a new checking with them to keep them separate.
Right.
So account checking is not like 200,000. So I haven't been paying taxes yet.
I'm telling you, I did the math. I had all the material.
Weren't we waiting
done.
For that before we either paid that line of credit or that small loan
yep.
off? So, so we're waiting for more tax money to come in?
No, I can pay it.
But you choose not to?
No, I just haven't gotten a bill from them, so. I mean, I got the last bill, but.
Have we had to use any of it?
Only like 20,000.
So we have to pay that back in their payment schedule thing?
No, I was just going to wait until I got an invoice and then pay the full amount. Because that way I have a something to submit.
So if we get far enough ahead, we plan to just pay them back and close that out, or
we don't necessarily have to close it. We could keep it open in case we need it. But yeah, definitely pay it off.
So it's not. I mean, that was a 5% thing.
I'm not even sure of the exact rate, but it's probably 5. I think last time it was 5.2.
So the axle was what was broke on this tractor in the rear end?
No.
Says remove wheel weight and wheel, remove brackets, remove
fuel. I think he said it was the housing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Remove broken axle and inspected damage installed. New axle, housing, and torque to spec.
I don't know. I just know. I thought John said the housing.
New axle housing.
New axle installed. Installed new axle housing and torque to spec.
But John said when he got it, it had a hole through the roof and it was down a gallon of oil and.
I think it was just a screw job, to be honest with you.
I think they picked it up in another town and immediately dropped it here. Instead of looking it over and
service it before they dropped
yeah.
it off
here. And we pay full shipping, like, for them to bring it from, like, Morrisville.
Yeah.
So if they pick it up in
East
Haven and bring it straight here, saves them a bunch. I mean, I don't think the East Haven guy would have broken it and sent it on his way.
I hear you.
That's like a fucking pickup. You bring my house in and driving down the road, I ain't gonna charge you to fix my house and do it. It's pretty hard for somebody to break a housing unless it's just wear and tear.
But their contract makes them not liable for like anything at all. Anything. I mean, it says before they even take
Probably.
It off the trailer, you're supposed to look it over and make sure everything is.
I thought we broke I thought John broke the mower itself.
No,
John didn't
just the tractor.
Break anything. He said if they think that he hit something, but he did not hit anything.
Yeah, no, that was just a song and a dance job.
But
probably
because they knew they could get it out of the insurance company.
Probably three or four towns paid for the same thing.
Could be. Could be.
No comment.
That'd be a hell of a business to get into if you're going to fix your own repairs, I guess.
Right?
Can't go
That's
wrong
what
there.
I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't think I have your initials right there. Just changing that little one for the auditors.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Did we ever get a bill on the dump truck when they went down there to get looked at?
From the truck center?
Yeah.
I believe so. I don't know for a fact. But
I haven't seen anything where we signed nothing yet.
I thought that was a couple months ago.
I can do it. It would be New England Truck Center.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what they call it now.
Whatever they call it.
Chicken sandwich today at that store down there in Lindenville there, that corner store there where the place I was used to be. $9 for like an old chicken sandwich.
At Speedwell. Yeah.
$9 for a chicken sandwich, dude.
Yeah.
She's expensive.
I usually get my gas down at Irving next to All Around Power.
Yeah.
And so I'd go in and get a cup of coffee and stuff. The last cup of coffee I got was $2.29. And I told the young lady, I said, no offense to you, but that's the last cup of coffee I'm going to buy here.
Yep.
What a ripoff.
And I went into Speedwell Saturday night and I got 1 liter of soda, ginger ale, and a liter of Sprite. $8. I said, you can keep that soda.
Yeah, she's high.
$8, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's, what's the face making?
I think a 20-ounce coffee's only like $3.
I couldn't believe it, $8.
Well,
for a 2 liter of soda.
At the corner of 18 there, he was Pedico. Up to a buck, yeah, Pedico, he was up $1.99. I thought that was about the limit, but I can still go to the, gas and go place that got robbed the other day, buck and a half, all day long. Small ones.
Yeah.
And Converse, yeah. Wheela.
Yeah.
The last bill I paid for a New England Truck Tire was May 13th for $781. Was it after that? I feel like it was.
Well, I think it was after that, May, June. I can't remember when Jeff had it hauled down to you, Jeff.
I can find out.
Whenever we paid the wrecker bill, to have it hauled down there would be the date that it was probably hauled down there. So, I don't know.
The wrecker bill came in, I think it was like early June.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that took a while, too. It was like $800.
Well, we don't hear nothing. Call it good.
Well, that friggin' Truck Center, New England Tire thing, they're so screwed up, they don't know whether they're coming or going.
I see that.
Yeah, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They could very easily have not billed us at all.
I don't think they
did. And they wouldn't know it.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, next select board meeting, Monday, October 6th, 6 p.m. Make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
All right.
Don't move.